Citizen Business Journal is sponsored by the Mueller family, a member of Henry Mueller, Shimon Ben Pinchas, and by Yelena from Foreman and Foreshlema, Adasa Racha Baschana Golda. We've been making our way through the Siddur, through the Amida, and we've been discussing most recently Chazar Sashatz. We last left off, Stira in the Rambam, a contradiction in the Rambam. In order to fulfill Shomei Kona, do you have to answer Amen or not? And Rav Soloveitchik resolved the Stira by differentiating ordinary brachos, where you don't have to answer Amen, and what he called tefillas hatzibur, not tefillah bitzibur. Davening with a minyan is tefillah bitzibur, which is considered a very high level. But davening tefillas hatzibur is the chazar sashatz, when the chazan representing the entire tzibur recites Shmona Esrei on behalf of the tzibur. And this is very high, this is very great. The Shomer Amunim quotes from the Helege B'nai Yisoschar, who says the reason that b'shas amida kashal l'chavein, why is it so difficult to pay attention? It's hard to pay attention to your own personal amida, because the higher and holier something is, the more that the sitra achra, the more the dark side, the other side, tries to distract us. So in those moments, we have an audience with the Almighty, those highest and holiest moments that we can pour our heart out to Hashem because of the impact that can have. So that's when the dark side kicks in. That's when the alter ego kicks in. That's when the distractions kick in. The Shomer Amunah points out, if that's true for the Amida that we say silently to ourselves, even more so Chazar Sashatz. As hard as it is to pay attention during the Amida, it's even harder to focus Chazar Sashatz. That's why so many people are looking for so many ways to distract themselves from it, because it's Chazar Sashatz is even higher and holier, as we saw from the Arizal, the Ben Ish Chai quoted, and others. The idea that Chazar Sashatz is even greater, higher, and holier. Nigeres HaTshuva of Rabbeinu Yonah Os Tes. He says that a person who has Kavanah Chazar Sashatz, b'chol bracha yesh lo b'zeh schar kaful. A person who pays attention to every bracha of Chazar Sashatz has double the reward. It's as if you daven twice. And he there quotes in Mispalal to the Medrash Tehillim. The Beis Yosef quotes in the Orchos Chaim as well, that whatever deficiency in our own private Amida, wherever we were distracted and didn't take full advantage, when we listen to Chazar Sashatz, it's makeup. It's an opportunity to do it again. What child doesn't, when they score poorly on a test, and a kind teacher says, I didn't have such teachers, but a kind teacher says, you know what? Take it again. Here, you even know the questions already. Take it again, and you'll be able to get specifically the questions you got wrong. You'll get right this time. And I'm going to give you the easy path towards an A+. Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'm giving you an easy path towards an A+. It's called Chazar Sashatz. It's called the makeup test. Wherever you were distracted, whatever you failed in the Amida proper, you make it up in Chazar Sashatz. We already mentioned the Gra. The Gra in Biurei Agados and the Gemara in Brachos. Omer Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chaninim, Ra Adu Shespalav Lo Nene, Yachzor v'yispalo. Gemara says a person davens, they see, they feel they weren't answered, daven again. Shenemar kaveh al Hashem chazav yemitzli becha v'kaveh al Hashem. And the Gemara writes there, besoj shtei tefilos balacha shevchazara shesham miskabel hatfila yoser. What is this Gemara saying? If you didn't feel your answer, daven again. Kaveh al Hashem chazav yemitzli becha v'kaveh al Hashem. A second time. That's Chazar Sashatz. Double down, whatever you need. You paid attention or fa'inu, Chazar Sashatz, double down. We have the opportunity in all these instances to double down. Don't neglect what is the special moment and opportunity of Chazar Sashatz. Chazar Sashatz is so special, how should we recite it? So we're going to continue from here, going through some of the dinim of some of the halachas of Chazar Sashatz. Shulchan Aruch writes in Aruch Haim Simen Kuf Chav Dalet, Sif Dalet, Kishashliach Tzibur Chozer HaTfila, HaKal Yeshlam Lishtok L'Chavein L'Vracho Shemabarach HaChaz Melanos Amen. And the Shliach Tzibur is repeating the Amida, the community, the call should be quiet. That's the first thing. Don't talk. You're not supposed to talk during any davening. But particularly, Chazar Sashatz, that's a time where it's a terribly negative thing to talk during that moment. First thing is, quiet. And don't be on your phone, and don't be looking at Parsha sheets, and don't even be learning from a Sefer. I'm guilty as others. But pay attention to those brachos. Be fully present. V'lanos amen, and answer amen. The main tisha mechavdin leberchosov, and if you don't have nine other people who are listening to the chazan, karav lios berchosov levatala. So this is very important. Baruch Hashem, our minyanim are robust and full. Hopefully the chazan has nine people at least paying attention. Sometimes you have a minyan betzimtum, you have a small minyan. Sometimes you have a quick mincha in the park, you have a mincha at a simcha, you have a mar. If a person is, if the chazan doesn't have nine people paying attention, the answer amen says the mechaber, it's karav tiyos a brach levatala. L'chein kol adam yasa atzman kilu ein tisha zulaso. Our posture, our position should be, everyone at every minyan should act, I'm one of the nine that are needed. If I don't pay attention, if I don't answer amen, this chazan's set up, he's cruising for a bruising, he's going to be making a brach levatala. He relies on me, he's relying on me, he's leaning on me. If I'm distracted, if I'm on my phone, if I'm talking to the person next to me, if I'm making or sipping a coffee, if I'm reading a parsha sheet, and I'm not paying attention answering amen, I'm setting up this chazan for a bracha levatala. It's on me, says the mechaber. That's the attitude that a person should have. Mishnah Berurah writes, Yireh lechatchil lechaven lishmoa kol bracha, v'lo sof habracha b'vat. So you'll say, I'll read the parsha sheet, and I'll answer the email, but I'll make sure to pay attention at the end of each bracha so I can say amen. No, says the Mishnah Berurah. It means pay attention from the beginning to the end of each bracha. Don't just chop the end of the bracha so you can chop the amen, but the whole bracha itself as well. Do we stand or sit chazar sashatz? Where'd the minhag come from? Some of the minhag to stand. Why do some stand? Why do some sit? Mitzvah Hashem will pick up with this next time.